Today's the deadline for states to send the federal government their plans to vaccinate 500,000 healthcare workers against smallpox, a disease that has not broken out anywhere in the world since 1977. Before anyone can be vaccinated, though, President Bush must release the vaccine, a decision which he could make as early as this week. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
States have been gearing up for smallpox since last summer. The idea is to vaccinate 100 or so workers in every hospital so they can treat the first victims of a smallpox attack, plus thousands of community health workers to help stop an epidemic. But the more states plan, the more complicated it all seems. It isn't like getting a flu shot. Smallpox poses unique problems. Dr. Richard Zane explains why as he stands in the middle of a busy Boston emergency room.
The smallpox vaccine is a live vaccine, and the flu shot is not a live vaccine. It's not inherently infectious.
Whereas with smallpox vaccine, the whole idea is to cause a kind of controlled infection with a virus related to smallpox. That makes it dangerous for people with low immunity due to medication or diseases, including skin disorders like eczema and atopic dermatitis. Millions of Americans have these conditions. And the vaccination itself is unlike any other. Zane, who heads emergency preparedness at Brigham and Women's Hospital, says it requires special training.
We have to take a small needle that's a bifurcated needle and looks very much like a very small shrimp fork. And we literally dip it into the vaccine, and we repeatedly puncture the skin in a circular fashion to try and induce an irritant to the skin and induce a scar.
The wound oozes virus for about 3 weeks. Vaccinated healthcare workers will have to keep the wound covered with a special bandage and change it every day. And the scar will have to be evaluated regularly to make sure the vaccine infection isn't out of control. For every 100,000 people who get the vaccine, two are expected to get life-threatening complications. And there's another risk. Vaccinated healthcare workers can infect patients who have impaired immune systems and close contacts outside the hospital. Zane says that poses a special problem during the holiday season.
If I explain to you all the risks of vaccination for smallpox, and for a period of 3 weeks, you will be contagious, and now it's the holiday season, and you're seeing every single one of your relatives, the likelihood is that maybe one of your relatives has one of the contraindications. So if you're seeing your cousin who's pregnant, then you couldn't be vaccinated.
So many healthcare workers will be disqualified because of their own risk or their families. Many others may decline vaccination. Dr. Alfred DeMaria of the Massachusetts Department of Public Health points to Israel, which recently vaccinated healthcare workers against smallpox.
In the Israeli experience, around 20% of people have some medical problem that would put them more at risk of adverse events. And that was the experience in the United States, too, when there was vaccination of CDC staff.
Among those who get the vaccine, studies show, many will feel lousy about 6 days later with swelling, redness, fever, and flu-like symptoms.
About 30% of people who are vaccinated in these studies missed one or more days of work because they were achy, they were sore, they couldn't move their arm too well, and they therefore were not at their peak capacity.
That can pose a staffing problem for hospitals, especially during the holidays when many workers take time off. The problem is complicated by the campaign's speed. The federal government wants states to vaccinate 500,000 healthcare workers within 30 days. That makes it hard to stagger vaccinations to make sure enough people stay on the job. Some hospitals may opt out. James Bentley is with the American Hospital Association.
Now, nobody's saying that we shouldn't do this in 30 days. Presumably the government has reasons of intelligence or other information that lead them to believe that 30 days is the appropriate time period. It just creates a lot of implementation difficulties for the people and institutions that have to do the implementing.
Some state health officials say they may not meet the 30-day deadline. Massachusetts officials aren't even pretending they will. They won't begin vaccinating 10,000 workers in earnest until the holidays are over, finishing in March. It's important to do this right, they say, since Americans haven't been exposed to this vaccine for a generation. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.